Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Was Lazarus a winner? I went to visit a friend of mine who is about my age. His health is failing, and it was a bittersweet reunion. On the one hand, I was happy to see him after such a long time, and on the other, it was terrible seeing him in such bad shape that even walking a few feet is a tremendous burden. And his health, short of direct intervention from God, will only continue to deteriorate. He's a big man and was tough as nails and wild as a free-ranging bronco in his youth. One would never know it by looking at him now in his weakened, frail condition. He loves fresh fish, and I brought him over a sack full, which put a big smile on his face. We talked about his deteriorating health and his discouraging prognosis, and he acknowledged that his days on this earth are limited. Fortunately, he loves Jesus with all his heart, and his sins are forgiven. We talked at length about facing our Maker, and he told me he promised God he'd not give up the fight. But he quickly added that he was ready when the Lord is, and he doesn't fear dying at all. How difficult it must be for a non-believer to be in similar circumstance. We all want this good man to continue on here for many years. Indeed, I have been praying for him since our meeting. I read something interesting from famous intellectual and former atheist C.S. Lewis, who was brokenhearted over his wife's death. He wrote this while grieving for her. What sort of lover am I to think so much about my affliction and so much less about hers? Even the insane call, "Come back," is all for my own sake. I never even raise the question whether such a return, if it were possible, would be good for her. I want her back as an ingredient in the restoration of my past. Could I have wished her anything worse? Having got once through death to come back, and then at some later date have her all her dying to do over again? They call Stephen the first martyr. Hadn't Lazarus the raw ordeal? When we long for someone to stay with us just a while longer, is it selfish? Life can be splendid, but it can be terrible, too. I try to accept whatever the Lord deems best and try hard not to allow my personal desire to hang on to a dear friend for as long as possible to get in the way. I agree with my dear friend that we should fight the good fight as long as we can within reason. But when our battle comes to its end, we should rejoice with our Lord as he welcomes another Christian brother or sister into his presence in heaven. Their battle has been won. 2 Chronicles 20:17. But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.